The House hearings into the January 6th attack on the Capitol are fixing a record for history. The Democrats who form the majority of that House committee believe voters are paying attention to the revelations, but they do not expect the threat to democracy to be a leading issue that decides votes this fall. Here's NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh.
Michigan Democrat Dan Kildee says he was surprised how many voters, and from which party, are watching the January 6th hearings.
It's not just Democrats. A lot of independents and a share of Republicans are learning more about this Republican Party and what it embraces.
He says in his district, that's rated a toss-up, what Republicans have said and done about January 6th could affect the outcome in his race.
That does help. I mean, all these races are won and lost on the margins. And so if there are 20% of Republicans, which is our numbers that I've seen, that are shocked that the current Republican Party seems to be essentially apologizing for the insurrectionists.
Kildee says the economy may be the main issue on voters' minds, but he is also arguing that the GOP has looked the other way when it comes to the Capitol attack. He highlights what he says is the position of the Republican leader, who could be the next speaker, instead of talking about Donald Trump.
The fact that they have embraced all of this because they cynically believe that they're better off politically is really frightening. Kevin McCarthy has essentially chosen the side of the people who attacked the Capitol in the question that faces Congress right now.
Another Michigan Democrat, Alyssa Slotkin, recounted how one worker in her district was trying to get people to pay attention to the hearings.
I went to one of our auto suppliers the other day, and I was talking to one of the machine operators, and he said that every time he goes into the break room, they're watching like game shows or soap operas, and he always turns it to the January 6th hearing to try and make sure that people realize what a big deal it is.
But Slotkin says concerns about January 6th aren't the main worry for her constituents, who drive an average of 40 miles one way to get to work.
I will say I hear much more about inflation and the price of gas.
She hopes those outside of the Democratic base can be convinced by the findings of the investigation that there needs to be accountability.
What's important to me is that we reach people who don't know how to think about January 6th, who know it was a violent thing, who don't like that violence, but don't understand what appears to be a significant level of coordination, who are not sure whether this was a really bad day gone wrong or, as I see it, a really fundamental threat to our democracy.
She also thinks that conservative media covering the hearings has an effect.
My constituents, many of them watch Fox. My in-laws watch Fox. Like, the message getting out is important, but also the kinds of things that we're learning have the potential to change people's approach to January 6th.
Sean Patrick Maloney runs the House Democrats' campaign arm. He also represents a swing New York district. He says those even casually watching the hearings are seeing evidence about how top Republicans were working to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
That's criminal behavior, and they should be held accountable. And I think that ordinary people get that.
Maloney argues wrapping the message about the January 6th attack into other issues is already helping Democrats close the gap heading into November.
The combination of ignoring gun violence, overturning Roe v. Wade, and whitewashing the attack on the Capitol really, really powerfully demonstrates for people that the MAGA Republican Party is dangerous and should not be running the country and should not be running the House of Representatives.
Moderate Democrat Dean Phillips, who's running for re-election in a solidly blue district near Minneapolis, says he's heard from voters across the ideological spectrum who are watching. But he admits,
will it change a lot of hearts and minds? Yeah, probably not.
Instead, Democrats in swing districts are stressing their efforts to bring down higher prices, while also reminding independents about the GOP's opposition to abortion rights. For their part, Republicans have largely avoided any mention of the January 6th hearings. They remain confident that running against Biden's economy is their ticket to flipping control of the House in November. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.